When are you guys going to get an editor?
Aren't you in charge of him, though? In charge of all the...
It's 8:32 on the clock. We'll call the Board of Equalization to order. The Opens Meeting Act is posted on the east wall. Tenants by observation, Jurgens, Hill, Bauman, Dorn, Lytle, Byers, and Thiemann. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove agenda as presented.
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Bauman. Vote. We need to change Matt yet. 7-0 in favor. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting.
So moved.
Second.
A motion by Bauman, seconded by Thiemann. Vote. 7-0 in favor. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Seeing none, we'll move on to Patty, I guess. We have some homestead exemptions.
Yeah, this is people that have filed after the June 30th deadline, so they have until the 20th, and we finally called them to get them all in here. So do you want me just to read them, you think, into the record? Because they need board approval after June 30th.
They do need board approval. Okay.
Do you want me just to read them?
Just a minute. First, I'll entertain a motion to approve or disapprove the late filings for the 2016 homestead exemptions listed here, and Patty will read those in a minute, but I need a motion.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Bauman and seconded by Tima. Now go ahead, Patty, and read those in.
Okay, it'd be Roger Fisher, Walter Hoyle, Steve Solomon, Courtney Whitman, John Garcia, Wilma Moon, Darlene Stalder, Norma Jean Gray, Vernon Rickers, and Patricia Walkie.
And it's these people that actually file the homestead exemption, and now the state will also review those because at some time they could, any of the homestead exemptions, not just these.
Right. These are the ones that have came in after the 30th, and we've contacted them or their, caretaker. And so they have to be filed by July 20th, and now they need board approval, and then they'll be sent to the state.
Then they'll be sent to the state, mm-hmm. And then the state reviews any and all of the homestead
right.
exemptions.
So the records of this meeting have to go so that they know that the board had approval on them. So.
Any more questions? Vote. 7-0 in favor. What else, Patty?
Okay, next week I'll be gone to Kearney to school, so... but I'm going to have a short time frame in there where I'm going to be setting that preliminary levy for you guys on townships and fire districts. Did you want me to set it at anything different than we have in the past? I guess that's the question, or whether or not. Because it was 7.5 for townships and 3 for fires.
Oh.
And that's the preliminary requests that are due by the townships in the... in Don's office by August 1st.
7.5 for townships, 3 for fire. Do we need to include the Historical Society and the Ag Society in that too then?
Yeah, and basically I don't know where you want to be on those.
The way I calculated the budget, it was, I think we said to hold everything the same
as
last year.
Okay. That's usually what I just wanted to make sure. Because that'll have to be, the next meeting's the 31st, so we're before 31st. September 1st, right?
Yes. So you will be back for that meeting. I mean, you'll be at the
Oh, yeah, I'm
meeting.
I'm just out there for 4 days.
Okay.
It's a 2-day class and then a workshop, so I have to get some hours out there. So, so that's what I needed to know, because I'm going to have kind of where I would have been. It's kind of right in the middle of when I would have been working on them, so I need to probably get ahead of some stuff here before I go. But we hadn't talked about that, I don't think, and, I figured it was probably the same as it was before, but I think fires had been discussed in the past, so just wanted to double-check.
For this year's budget, yes. Now, going forward, it depends a lot on what, as you know and everybody else knows, what happens through our After 6 process. But today, and for this budget, that's where we'll be setting them at. But good with our finance chairman?
Yes.
Yes.
One more thing is I have a gal from New York coming in as part of our pictometry training, and there's some dates in October that she's put down to where we'll probably be. We're trying to find a location because sometimes we need computers. It's part of the contract. Okay. Are any of you... wanting to come to any of that training, or it's going to be basically for the people that are using the tools.
I got your glasses.
To do, see all the different things. So, like Gus's office, I'll probably invite, you know, and emergency management. But I didn't know if any of you had schedules that would work in the morning.
I want to know, too.
Okay. So, she's got kind of two dates in October. So, I think Annette said you might be interested, depending.
I'd like to see how it works, yeah.
Okay. Okay, so that's kind of in October, so see what things are going.
When do you need to know that by? I mean,
well, I need to give her some dates. So she's going to be here more than one day, so 7th and 8th. And then there's a guy out of Omaha that's local that'll always come down if anybody wants to see it. So if you can't make it for that one, which will be pretty intense, then the next one will be, we can always have Ryan come down from Omaha, so. But
I would say probably coordinate it with this group of people, and then some of us are. If it'd be great if some of us could make it, maybe one or two. But I'd say if we can't,
well, I'll just
great,
probably
not, yeah.
Put out a flyer then and see what. But like I said, there is a guy out of Omaha that comes down regularly. So what you may need to know, that would be, you know,
more than adequate.
To, yeah. So otherwise, we're just working on valuations and tax rates and everything like that now. So.
Well, I believe the for budget purposes, in a way, the valuation, have we set that?
She just gave it to
me. I won't certify it till Friday. We've got the pipelines and the railroads from the state this week, but they had a problem because of the personal property exemption wasn't calculating right in the whole scheme of things. So I think from what I originally given you, it's up
this
a little
is
bit.
Up from the first.
Yeah. So what they were doing was they were subtracting the homestead or the personal property exemption out, and we get reimbursed for that. So we still get to calculate the total valuation.
So, but last year we were at $3,024,269,000 last year. And this year, at least the number we have here is $3,228,158,000. But that's a preliminary one yet, or you think that's going
to
be?
I think that's final, but we're still doing double checks. Yeah. So we don't have to certify till Saturday, but we'll be doing it Friday.
That what?
If we can have a public hearing on this.
Right.
If I have to change it.
So letters will be going out Friday.
That is going to be real close, though, to the new. If it's going to change, you don't know of anything that would change that a whole lot. Yeah.
No, in fact, we had a huge amount in a township, so we go back and look because Coke Nitrogen had a huge amount of personal property as growth. So that really helped that area. I think it was like in the neighborhood of $78 million.
Who did?
So,
who had that?
Coke Nitrogen.
Oh, okay.
Are you awake, Terry?
Yeah, I didn't.
You heard that too?
Yeah.
Well, it kind of. It caught our eye when we saw a tax district, and then we had quite a bit of an increase. So, in the personal property sector, so
total valuation increase is about 6.7%.
I was thinking about 7. I didn't do the math this morning because I was still working on stuff last night, but.
6.7% increase, approximately.
Last year it was almost a 16% increase.
And I think as you see things starting to stabilize in the ag sector too, you know, that's going to start.
Well, stabilize and maybe even soften. At least, you know, Lennart was here, I think at the one meeting, but even the more things you read in the paper and
right.
From some of the, I'll call it some of the banks putting stuff out, it's maybe starting to soften a little bit. It's not going down a lot, but it's.
I think irrigated could be. Irrigated
could, yeah. The higher the value, there maybe has more of a softening. Yeah.
So you're probably going to start seeing things on valuations in the next years, maybe starting to be more, you know, like I said,
well,
stable.
And that's something I think ever since the value of ag lands really started escalating, that we had conversations at board meetings, at least, and amongst ourselves, is that someday that how do we prepare as a board, or how do we plan for maybe a, I'll call it a decrease in our valuation, because that affects our everybody's tax rate, not only ours, the district's, everybody.
Right.
It affects everybody's tax rate. So, and, yeah, we, if you look here, I'll go back, I'll go back 6 years, and in 2011, 2012, our valuation was, well, here, 2012, 2013, our valuation in the county was $2,086,000,000. And now we're $3,228,000,000. So, in 5 years there, we've gone up $1.1 billion, more than $1.1 billion, or basically we've gone up a third in 5 years. Yeah.
I calculated that right. It looks like it's a 15.8%.
Last year, Don calculated a 15.844%, and this year a 6.74%, using the numbers that we have on the sheet.
Does that kind of match what you have?
In 2007, our county valuation is basically half what it is now.
There you are.
It's doubled in less than 10 years. Wow. Over.
Less 2007, 2008, we were at $1.55 billion, and we have doubled since then. In less than 10 years, we've doubled the valuation in Gage County.
Or Patty has it.
Or Patty, oh, Patty
I'll
has.
Just say specifically, who's increased the valuation that much?
Me. Only Cassie.
Yeah.
Are you blushing, Patty? Is that...
No, that's the truth. I can take it.
Well, I mean, the numbers are what they are, okay? Yep. I mean, it's...
It's basically what's been going on in the market that I had to react to, so... Let's put it that way. That sounds just a little bit better.
Well, that's in 10 years.
The biggest jump is when Supervisor Juergens was chairman of Equalization, I think, wasn't it?
He had to keep up with the sheriff's budget.
So, okay, anything else for equalization?
So then the next time that resolution, Don, and everything will be on for the
31st to approve.
Everything you can remember, valuations coming in. And
I'll make a note here.
It's kind of right in the middle of a time when I really didn't need to be gone, but...
Well, no, he was over there talking to the press, but I was over here looking at the numbers over here on the left side there, what the county had requested, and some of those percentage increases, and they're pretty small compared to what our evaluation has done. So, I mean, I think that's important to point out that the county, and particularly when Matt's been finance chairman, more than the guy before him that was finance chairman. But when you look at those increases, the county has done a very, very good job of holding down the tax asking request.
Yes.
And those increases, because we have an increase near at the rate the valuation has. And not that we could or couldn't, but...
In all fairness, though, too, we would not be able to increase at that.
No, we would not be able to increase that rapid. No, I mean that amount. But, you know, a lot of budgets, as you hear around the state, what school districts and other government entities are doing, you know, there's a lot of them that, I'll just say this, haven't had that small of increases all those years.
But we could have increased significantly if they were capital improvement items, which would have been unrestricted funds outside of the lid. So if we decided that we wanted to do that, we could have.
That makes a difference. You can get under your lid.
And also, Eric, we found out judgments are excluded too, as well as capital improvements. So there is another issue that we are facing that they are excluded from that percent increase over there.
Sometimes it's better if we don't know that.
So, anything more for equalization? If not, we will adjourn at 8:47.